don't settle for the 20% rate increase that you're getting from your health insurance company or your broker. Don't settle for not getting an answer to why your costs are going up and where those dollars are going.
Welcome to the Business of AI in Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Kaiser. Our mission is to discuss practical insights and share knowledge on how to navigate the transformative technology of AI. It's important to understand how AI can be used safely and ethically while revolutionizing patient care, streamlining operations, and enhancing medical research. I ask our audience, when was the last time you looked forward to having a conversation about your health insurance with your employer or an employee or your insurance broker? About 165 million people get their insurance from their employer. Most conversations are difficult. Unpredictable cost, little transparency, and complicated workflows that create a lot of friction. How about a new angle? Today, we welcome Tai Wang, co-founder and CEO of Angle Health. Angle Health is a frictionless, AI-enabled, full-stack healthcare platform with lightning-fast implementation, claiming victory over the status quo. So welcome, Tai, to the Business of AI and Healthcare podcast.
Thanks, Bob, for having me here. I'm excited for our conversation today.
All right. The topic of healthcare insurance and how it works, it's not really clearly understood by most people. They're confused. So let's take a few minutes, Tai, and try to educate our audience about the ways that employers provide insurance. Now, I've heard the terms fully insured, self-insured, and most recently, a hybrid called level funding insured. So, Tai, at a high level, why don't you explain the differences of those and a little bit about how they work?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Bob. When you're getting that health plan or that health insurance from your employer, the employer is either delivering to you one of those, generally, there's a couple other alternative type products, but generally one of those three that you mentioned, fully insured, level funded, or self-funded. And fully insured is what most people think about when they think about health insurance. So if you're buying an individual plan off of the ACA marketplace, that is a fully insured plan from one of the large national or regional health insurance companies. Those are fully insured products, and that just means that the insurance company is collecting the full premium amount, the monthly premium that's paid, and it's taking those dollars and using those to pay all of the medical claims when you see your doctor. On the other end of the employer-sponsored market, you have self-funded or self-insured health plans. From the employee level, the experience isn't really any different. From an employee and a consumer level, you still access your healthcare providers the same way. But for a fully insured product, the employer itself is acting as the insurance company. So the monthly premium that's being paid, that you may pay a part of depending on how much your employer covers, is actually going into a pool of money that company controls or is using to then pay out your healthcare costs. And the reason that employers go down that path where they are actually taking the risk for being the insurance company is because it gives them complete control over so everything from what's covered, what's not covered, to the plan design itself. Because of that, it really requires a very sophisticated benefits team, a large HR benefits team, and very knowledgeable brokers and benefits consultants behind the scenes to be able to build out these kinds of products and then to be able to deliver them to the employees. So those are the two where the vast majority of employers sit. They either are offering a fully insured product or a self-funded product. Now, in between, you have what are called level funded products, which are the vast majority of products that Angle Health offers today. And with level funded products, they're technically self-funded, but the risk that the employer takes on the medical claims is capped. It's technically a self-funded plan, so you get all the benefits of full customization of all these different pieces of your health insurance plan and your benefits. And you get full control over things like your pharmacy benefits manager, your pharmacy network, your telehealth or telemedicine provider, whatever point solutions you want to add on, your provider network. But you don't take the large downside of potentially incurring really high dollar claims on with your employees where it could blow out. And the way that we mitigate that is by providing a layer of stop loss insurance. So basically, on a level funded plan, an employer pays a level or fixed premium month over month, very much like a fully insured product. And they get the flexibility and customization of a fully self-funded plan. And what that enables us to do is to deliver these fully customizable healthcare products to these small and medium-sized businesses, enrolling in level funded plans.
Okay. So I'd worked many years for a large financial institution, and I think we were spent $3 billion a year self-funded. And you're right, we had really sophisticated benefit teams, and that team had a lot of insight to what was going on. So that was fine for them. But for a smaller group, it sounds like this level fund is like self-funded with training wheels. It's got some easy things. You don't have to really be that overwhelmed with it. So being an entrepreneur and a small business owner, when I came to insurance for my employees, most of the time, I just felt like I was in the dark. I didn't feel like I had transparency regarding the cost. I felt like I was caught off guard every year when the renewal cycle came around. And that process of renewing was lengthy. So a lot of times, I ended up with last minute choices. And here, choose these few similar options. I really know how to choose between them. And so with a level funded plan and your organization with Angle, what's the experience like for the broker, for the employer and the employees? How's it different? What do you guys do differently to disrupt what's currently being done?
Yeah, the short answer there is we make it extremely simple and seamless to be able to go level funded as an employer. We make it simple for the employer from an administrative standpoint. We make it simple, efficient, quick for the broker from a quoting standpoint. And if we take a step back, the reason why historically, there hasn't been a lot of level funding hasn't been as popular is because level funded products are medically underwritten. And historically, and even today, a lot of level funded providers and the stop loss insurers behind the scenes there require extremely detailed documentation behind things like with things like individual health surveys or medical questionnaires for each employee and potentially for the employees' families, in order to be able to provide an underwritten rate. And for a broker who is working with a company with 30 employees or 40 employees or 50 employees, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of paperwork to be able to get a quote that you don't even know if it's going to be competitive or not. Then there's a lot of administrative burden in terms of having to figure out how to build the optimal solution for the employees. So with Angle Health, we've really simplified all of that. So today we are one of the only level funded plans that does not require a individual health survey or medical questionnaire. All we require for a fully underwritten quote is a member level census, essentially first name, last name, date of birth, and zip code for your employees and their family members, which is standard with any, whether you're going on a fully insured product or anything else. And we're able to provide an instant underwritten quote off of just that. And we also empower our brokers and employers to select from and then fully customize the different types of plan designs that they want there and see the immediate feedback on their rates so they can optimize for what matters them most, whether it's the level or how comprehensive the coverage is, or whether it's optimizing for things like budget. So that's what we've been able to bring to brokers and employers and have really enabled them to unlock this market that, especially on the broker side and the benefit consultant side, that historically would have been unprofitable for them to administer, is now where they're now able to deliver both a superior product with much more transparency behind the costs, as well as do it in a way that actually enables them to serve a much larger book of business because they're spending so much less time administering each individual small business.
Quick note from our sponsor, Will Call. Will Call is a hands-free voice-activated call system used today in care facilities across the country, with a home version rolling out in a limited early access phase. It supports people who can't use traditional nurse call buttons. With conditions like ALS, spinal cord injuries, stroke recovery, or advanced Parkinson's. Learn more at willcallnurse.com. Back to the episode.
Okay. So going back to my personal experience in trying to select a plan, sometimes that would take 2 or 3 weeks just to go through that manual underwriting process. And if that was done, it'd be another 2 or 3 weeks before we actually got this thing implemented, got it rolled out to everybody. So how fast did you say you can turn around quotes quicker than that?
Yeah. So through our Benefit Builder platform, we can provide an instant under and quote. And then I would say in the vast majority of cases, we have a firm kind of final quote with a broker in less than 48 hours. And then from an implementation standpoint, that's really just driven by how quickly the broker and the employers can complete their open enrollment. And usually you want to have a couple of weeks for your employees to do open enrollment. But I think what you're mentioning is even after the open enrollment period, it takes several weeks to get it set up on the third-party administrator or the insurance carrier side. For us, almost instant. That happens essentially in real time. Get the data.
Okay. You mentioned the word customize, because what I'd be used to seeing, I might get maybe 5 or 10 different options that I could choose from. And it seemed like one size fits all. There wasn't a lot of customization. With Angle, do you actually create a custom plan design for every one of your employers?
So short answer is yes, we can do that. And we have employers that are building out these kind of fully custom plan designs. I would say the couple of things that employers really care about are minimizing disruption to their employees year over year, especially if they're going to be switching health plans or health insurance carriers. And a big piece of that is around provider network and the plan designs themselves. So a lot of times we are matching prior plan designs, and that also enables brokers to really compare apples to apples, what the pricing looks like, when that's very hard to do if you're for other plans in the market where they are, like you mentioned, they're cookie cutter off the shelf products that you only have a couple to pick from as an employer. You're now trying to compare apples and oranges. So with Angle, we enable brokers and employers to compare apples to apples and then adjust accordingly as well. And for some employers, they do want to build out something fully custom. So everything from choosing what provider network want to use to the PBM and the pharmacy to the types of coverage, what's covered, what's not covered, and additional point solutions, telehealth, telemedicine, or digital health programs they want to add on, all these things. And then being able to exactly very, again, very transparently how that impacts their rates and why.
Okay. So I've only used the word AI once in our introduction, but it's begging to be used right now. So you've got to have a risk model and a pricing model. How in the world can you make these outstanding claims of transparency and quick turnaround and customization? You must have tremendous models and lots of data. What's the story behind that, Ty?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we've been talking a lot about what the kind of end product, what the output of this is, but underlying that, the reason we're able to deliver this level of customization and transparency is because of the underlying infrastructure and the AI models that we've deployed to power all of this. We can probably talk for hours on this, but I'll hit on two pieces related to what we've been discussing today. On the pricing and the underwriting side, we have what we call Angle Precision Risk, which is our proprietary risk model that is trained on millions of de-identified points of patient data, medical records, and that creates the risk scores that underlie our actual underwriting and pricing. And then we have our own proprietary pricing models that take those risk scores as well as all of the different factors around the plan designs that have been built in Benefit Builder, as well as the provider network choices and PBM choices and all of that. Because all of that is happening in real time behind the scenes, as you change each of these items, you're able to see that instant rate through our Benefit Builder platform. So that's one area, is just the sophisticated pricing and underwriting models that we have these proprietary algorithms to do. On the other side, on the implementation side, there's a reason why no one offers fully custom plan designs and benefits to small businesses. And the reason for that is because it's extremely operationally intensive to be able to, or to configure these types of products to and actually administer them accurately. So when you take a legacy TPA or carrier, it generally, for them and for a broker to that piece, it takes them the same amount of time to, if they're building out 10 plans for a 30, 40, 50 employee company, as it does for them to build out 10 plans for a 200, 300, 500 employee company. And that amount of that, it's a lot of time that it takes. They're manually configuring things like claim systems, eligibility, billing and invoicing systems, medical management systems for utilization management and all that. And these are all disparate, and sometimes there's multiple systems involved in each of these functions. So it's just not economically feasible for a legacy administrator to bring that level of customization down to these small businesses. With Angle and with what we've built on this very modern, highly integrated infrastructure, we have our AI models that are taking any given plan design and configuration and automatically generating all of the rules and configurations needed to fully administer that custom plan design. To put that into perspective, I mentioned the summary of benefits, that two-page blue document that you see with 15 different buckets of services that most consumers are familiar with. Behind that, you have hundreds of benefit codes, which map to hundreds of thousands of HCPCS codes, CPT codes, the things that providers, that healthcare providers and health systems use to bill their insurance companies. And there's no one-to-one mapping for any given. There's nearly an infinite number of possibilities when you're talking about fully custom plan designs, especially when it comes to sliding scales on cost shares and deductibles and all of that. For legacy businesses, it's teams of people, it's implementation teams manually configuring every single one of these. With Angle Health, it's being done autonomously in the background through these models that we've built. And that's why today, I mean, we have over 4,000 small businesses, employer groups that are Angle Health clients, and upwards of 10,000 unique plan designs.
Wow, that is incredible.
When you take the largest national health plans and level funded plans, they have maybe 50 plan designs across all of their markets. So the scale that we're operating at and the level of complexity that we've enabled through these AI models is what has allowed us to really bring the kind of customization and the kind of control down to the small businesses that have never had this kind of access and transparency.
Well, I can see where if I was a broker and I had a new tool that allowed me to efficiently go after this low-hanging fruit that I'd avoid because there's too much work, that'd be a difference. That'd be a game changer for me as a broker. I remember back in the day when I was actively introducing new different computing solutions. So I go back from all types of right sizing and doing this and doing that and comparing things. And we often heard out in the field that no one ever got fired for buying IBM. It was always the safe choice. You never got in trouble doing that. And if you were Sun or HP or Apple or something trying to go in against them, you had to really show some great value. So with Angle Health, you stand up to the safe choice status quo, these big insurance companies. Is it because of the brokers, or is it just the picture, the education process? People get it, I guess, with 4,000 businesses doing this.
Yeah, the reality is that has been a challenge for us, especially early on in the first couple of years that we were in market. That adage was true. No one gets fired for buying UnitedHealthcare. No one gets fired for buying, although the experience that you're going to get from the legacy incumbents, it's a brand that is a status quo. And because we have that brand deficit, that has been a challenge for us. But I think we've really proven out over the last couple of years. I would say second to that point as well is that there have been a lot of players, a lot of kind of startup health plans or tech-enabled health plans that have entered the market, and many of them have subsequently exited the market or fizzled out or what have you. So brokers, understandably so, brokers have been burned by new market entrants as well. So they have very justifiable level of skepticism when a new health plan comes to market. But today, we've been able to prove really year over year that Angle Health is delivering on the promises and on what we've really pitched around. And a lot of that is driven by, again, by both the efficiencies with our AI models in the background, as well as the consistency in everything from pricing to the actual experience, being able to deliver a much more elevated member experience where we're helping our members, the employees of these small businesses, really manage their healthcare costs and in turn helping the employer manage their company-wide healthcare costs. And I keep mentioning, we've been able to prove this year over year where we have some of the highest retention rates in the market. We have over 80% year over year employer level retention rates, and we have some of the lowest, most stable, most predictable healthcare costs and premium costs, where our median renewal rate increase over the last 12 months has been about 5%, which is significantly less. Most small businesses in the country today are seeing 11, 15% plus year over year rate increases.
Yeah. The worst part about that, the consistency factor is enough to make me want to be a client. If consistently I know there might be an increase, but I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to have a consistent experience and not be overwhelmed, because right now as a small business owner, that just takes the breath out of you. When you, all of a sudden you get a 20% increase you weren't expecting. If year after year you're getting 5 or 6 or 7 or 4, you go, okay, this is predictable. So I think that brings a lot of value. Just that one parameter alone, let alone some things you talked about, the consistent pricing.
Just to touch on that point real quick.
Yeah.
The reason behind that is not only are we underwriting much more accurately and transparently, where we're being very upfront about why the costs are the way they are, we're able to do the things that really large employers have been able to do for years now. That means bringing in specific point solutions and being able to customize on things like specialty services and chronic disease management programs and digital health programs and things like that, that help an employer really manage their employees' healthcare costs. Because of the platform that we built, we've been able to integrate and bring those kinds of services all the way down to these small and medium-sized businesses that historically never had access to them. And there's a reason why so much is spent on these kinds of services at these large, fully self-funded employers. It's because it has a material impact on the actual healthcare costs themselves.
Sure. You like to think it does. I know where I worked before, sometimes we'd be very inventive and try things out and buy these extraordinary packages, if you will, of technology, and nobody would use them. We made big investments.
Yeah, that really depends on the service or on the point solution.
but there
are clearly very, very effective ones, especially if you can identify the right members or patients for those programs, then they do work.
Yeah. Ty, I know that you and your co-founder, you both have very high-tech pedigrees, and you both came from Palantir. And if people aren't familiar with Palantir, they're not alive, because it's one of the most highly regarded leaders in AI solutions for the U.S. government and other places. So why of all areas, why in the world of all the things to take your background and technology and skill, why'd you decide to enter healthcare insurance?
A good question. It was a confluence of things. My co-founder and I, we both have tech backgrounds. And I think what we were very confident and what we felt really good about, especially working at a place like Palantir and seeing the inner workings of how these really large organizations operated, we felt very good about the technology and the operations piece of building a health plan, really of reinventing the way that people access healthcare. I think that we learned a lot over the last several years of actually building a health plan itself, which is more than just the technology and the operations. But we decided to dive into it, because we had seen just how inefficient and ineffective a lot of these systems were. And a big reason is how they were built, where you have these large healthcare, integrated healthcare organizations that were formed through decades of M&A and that have essentially pieced together all of these kind of disjointed products, services, and functions and systems, and in turn makes it extremely difficult to answer very simple questions like, how much have I spent towards my deductible? Or is this provider in network? Can I actually go to see this doctor? How much does the service cost? So one, we solved the technology problem there, and being able to solve that to drive down costs and to really create a much more efficient, much more transparent, and much more, from a consumer standpoint, much simpler system to understand. And then on the actual, on the product side, and why we decided to really build out this product for these small and medium-sized businesses, that was a function of both of our experiences. And for me, I can speak for me personally, I was born into a blue-collar household. Our family, like many Americans, had very little healthcare literacy. My parents, they grew up during the Cultural Revolution in China, and they immigrated to the U.S. 40, 50 years ago now. They never graduated high school, and they worked multiple full-time jobs. My mom worked in supermarket bakeries. She waited tables at Denny's. My memories growing up were sitting in the booth at Denny's while my mom was working, and we couldn't afford things like daycare or babysitters or anything like that. That's where I did my homework. And my dad was delivering food to grocery stores, stocking grocery store shelves, things like that. And they were the kinds of people that couldn't afford to take time off work to go to an in-person doctor's appointment, because taking a day off work could mean a day of food for the family. And it wasn't until I arrived at Palantir that, like you mentioned, it's one of the largest tech companies in the world, I realized the true disparity when it came to the availability of and the access to the kinds of modern healthcare services. I'm talking about things like telehealth and telemedicine. We've seen this explosion of it over the last 10, 15 years. All these new types of programs that also make accessing medical care much more accessible, but they were still really constrained or contained to these large white collar firms, things like big tech companies and law firms and financial institutions that can afford, that have these huge benefits teams that can afford all of these rich benefits that sit completely outside of the core care coordination delivery of the health plan. And the reality is that the vast majority of people access healthcare through their health plan. If it's not covered by your health insurance, you're very likely not going to access it because it's cost prohibitive or you don't even know about it. So the switch there was, okay, how do we really bridge this gap? How do we democratize access to these kind of services to the people that actually need it? And the people that actually need it are the people like my parents, the half of Americans that work for small and medium-sized businesses. And those are the people that have the least control over. They're by far the most impacted by rising healthcare costs. They have the least control over those costs, unlike these large institutions. That's why we decided to go after that market. It's one of the largest populations, or one of the largest markets for healthcare benefits, but it's one that has largely been forgotten. And it's one that is also uniquely addressable through the advances in technology that we have today and through the efficiencies with AI capabilities that we have today.
Yeah, you're definitely on a noble cause. There's no doubt about it. I like hearing your Denny story too, Ty. The other Denny story that people have heard is Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA. He started his company in a Denny's, and it's the most powerful company in the world now today. And I think Angle Health has fought not far behind. So in closing, Ty, what's your encouraging messaging? You mentioned the small business owner. What's the message you'd like the small business owner to hear to change things differently?
Yeah, the message there is don't settle for the rates that you're seeing, for the 20% rate increase that you're getting from your health insurance company or your broker, and that you're getting like a couple weeks leading up to the end of the year to your renewal period. Don't settle for not getting an answer to why your costs are going up and where those dollars are going. And there are other options out there. And I think a lot of the market is really seeing that now. And a lot of brokers getting more and more educated on these alternative or level funded health plan offerings. And if you're not getting presented these types of products or a non kind of incumbent option, then you should be asking your broker about what other options exist. And if they're not able to produce one, then maybe you should switch brokers.
There you go. I'll tell you what, Ty, this has been a great education session for us. You're the professor today. We're the students. You really have opened my eyes and hopefully our audience to see how things are changing, and they are changing so fast with AI. So thank you.
Thanks, Bob. This is fun.
Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions or want to hear from a specific guest, contact us at gopi.com.
That's G-O-P-I, gopi.com. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes.